Okay, we're in the middle of the sugya of Mila L'shem Geirus. Whether Mila has to be L'shem Geirus. And we dealt with Tzvila L'shem Geirus. So just one hara before we get back into it. Just the whole concept, and I was discussing this with a couple people today, the whole concept of having L'shma by Geirus. What's this whole idea? Why can't you just have Mila and Tzvila and you're done? Why do you need to have any sort of L'shma? Especially since by Tumah and Tahara you don't need to have any Lishma. If you just go into the mikvah, so then you're fine. So quickly, there's a whole other aspect to Geirus which we haven't dealt with, which we'll deal with in a couple of weeks, which is the Kabbalah Mitzvahs aspect of Geirus. That you need to have, you have to be in Kabbalah Mitzvahs. So that's a whole big discussion, exactly what the requirement is for Kabbalah Mitzvahs and how that plays into this whole Tzvila Mila issue, the whole process. But in the end of the day, Geirus is not something which is passive, but something which you actively have to accept upon yourself. What you have to accept upon yourself is a discussion, but you have to accept something upon yourself. So that being the case, so then it makes sense that within the process itself, it's not something which is just passive, that you go through a meal process, and you go through a tefillah process, a meal is a discussion, which we got to, but at least somewhere along the process, it has to have a form of lishma, that I'm doing this for a certain purpose. So then it's more mustabra. As opposed to by tum and tara, it's something which could be passive. It's not, you don't need, there's nothing active which you're taking upon yourself. There's no responsibilities which you're taking upon yourself when you go to the mikvah for tum and tara, as opposed to by geirus, where you are accepting something upon yourself. So therefore, the whole concept of having the tefillah, the shame geirus, that you have to have something in mind while you're going through the process, so then more mustadra. Okay, that's just in terms of lishma yesterday. So yesterday we got into Mila L'shem Geirus and we quoted Tosfos and also Tosfos of Rosh and Priestos, quoted by the Shita, which seems to say explicitly that the Mila part of the Geirus also has to have a certain mind. You have to have the L'shem Geirus. It says L'shem to be part of Israel, and Tosfos says also be Bavel Mishar Umos, to separate yourself from the non-Jews. And then we discussed Shitas Rashi. We said that there's a stira within Rashi between Menvavim and Aleph and Menvavim Beis. And Menvavim and Aleph, he says that when they left Mitzrayim, they left Al Daf and Mekabel the Torah. And then on Menvavim Beis, which seems to be L'shem Geirus. And then on Menvavim Beis, he just says within Rabbi Yehuda, but he's really contrasting Rabbi Yehuda. So it's really the other opinion. It's referring to the other opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which would be Rabbi Yossi, which is the Chachamim. Rashi says that it has to be L'shem Mitzvahs Mila. He doesn't say that it's L'shem Geirus, to be the help of the Torah. He says it's L'shem Mitzvahs Mila. And so we suggested yesterday that Anam al-Aleph, he's going within Rabbi Eliezer. Within Rabbi Eliezer, so all you need is Mila, so if that's all you need, so then you have to have to accept the whole thing. You have to be Mekabel all of the Mitzvahs, to be the help of the Torah. But Anam al-Beis, where he's going within the opinion that's not Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Chachamim, so the Chachamim have a two-step process, Mila and Tefila. So once it's a two-step process, so then Mila might not be part of the actual Geirus process, it might just be something which is necessary prior to the Geirus process. It might just be there to remove your oral status. So once that's the case, so then Rashi could explain that it doesn't have to be L'shem Geirus, it could just be L'shem Mitzvahs Mila. That it's for the purpose of, once it's L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, so then that will remove your status of being an Aral. That's what we said yesterday. The Rishonim also discussed this. Within Rashi, Menvavim and Aleph, they quote Rashi to say that at the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they were Mekabel the Torah. And then they have a whole discussion about what about Shevet Levi. That's what they discuss. But they're all commenting on Rashi. But just to point out, based on what we said yesterday, they're commenting on Rashi within his explanation of Rabbi Eliezer. Possible that for Rashi, according to the Chachamim, would hold something different. Because Rashi, according to the Chachamim, says that all you need is a mitzvah's mila. It has to be the same mitzvah's mila. For Rashi, within the Chachamim, you have the question about what do you do with Shevet Levi. It's possible that according to Rashi, he would hold that as long as Shevet Levi had some sort of mesorah, there was some sort of tzivui based on a mesorah to perform mila, so then that would suffice. And then which is essentially what the Ramban is going to say, as we'll see in a minute. But for Rashi, there's two different rashis to deal with, so you have to know who you're going with them. Are you going within Rabbi Yehuda, or are you going within the Chachamim? So they happen to be, the Rishonim are discussing Menvav Amin Aleph, which is going within the Rashi of Rabbi Eliezer. But the Rashi, which is within the Chachamim, might have a different approach. Okay, so the Rishonim here, with the Rashba now, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, they all discuss this. They ask, what do you do with Sheva Levi? The Rambam says that everyone performed Milah when they were leaving Mitzrayim, Chutz Mishivto Shel Levi, except for Sheva Levi, where they had Milah prior to that. So how was that milah going to work for Gerus? So the Rashi says, "Ufi dvarav Sheva Levi he filu mehen dam bris, yitivu mehen dam bris, v'shelule came b'manach l'su tachas kanfei shchina." So Sheva Levi already performed the milah. So how was that a milah Gerus? So the Rashi says that there was a milah Gerus there because they did a tachas dam bris. V'shas itziz Mitzrayim. They added another Hatavas Dam Bris, they added to the Mila by performing Hatavas Dam Bris. That's what the Rashba says. The Ramban also quotes this answer. The Ramban says, Vli Nira, he prefers the second answer. And then that's when this second answer is what the Rashba now quotes as the Ramban. The Ramban prefers the following answer. The Ramban Kasam, to call Shahayu Nimolim, Lo Hayu Trifung Hatav Dam Bris. You don't need Hatavas Dam Bris. Why? The Hasakul Humila. The milah that Sheva Levi performed while they were in Mitzrayim works because mifkidi Allah. There was some sort of tzivui, there was some sort of misur for them to do, perform a bris milah. So that alone works, even though they didn't have any das. At that time, they weren't being mekabel the Torah at that time, but still, the mitzvah, the tzivui that they had to perform milah when they were in Mitzrayim works for milah. For Milas Gerus. So here we see that this Ramban, this answer to the Ramban as to how Sheva Levi performed Mila within the Gerus process, is similar to what we wanted to say for Rashi within the Chachamim. That you don't need to have it L'Shem Gerus. It's enough just to have to perform a Mila within the context of some sort of tzivui. If you have Mila within some sort of tzivui, so then let's say that's it's a necessary condition prior to the actual Gerus process, which is really the tefillah. And the way you do that is by having that tzivui. You have that tzivui, and that fulfills that precondition. Or you say that removes the status of being an RL. It's open, whether it's just a condition or it removes the status of being an RL. So that alone works. But the Rashba's answer, which is not the Ramban's answer, and also the Ramban's first answer, which he rejects, says that no, you really need to have it, that it's L'Shem Gerus. So the Rashba himself, it's unclear which one he prefers. He gives his answer and then he goes to the Ramban. It's a little unclear which one he prefers. He's quoting the Ramban. He doesn't say whether the Ramban is clear that he likes his second answer, but it's unclear within the Rashba. But it's important to note, we quoted this Rashba in the past. All these sikhs are interrelated. The Rishonim are going to discuss what happens if you do Mila without Tefillah. What's the status of somebody who did Mila without Tefillah. And the Lashon of the Rashba is that he's Mixas Yisrael. He has the status of being a Mixas Yisrael. So if you take that Rashba that says that Mila Mavolo Taval, he has the status of Mixas Yisrael, and then you try to connect it to this Sugi over here, so then it does seem that it's Mistaber that the Rashba, the way he gives his own answer, would fit within having the status of Mixas Yisrael. If you say that he has Mixas Yisrael just through the Mila alone, it's not just the fact that he removes the status of being a non-Jew. No, he actually becomes, whatever this means, a partial Jew, whatever that means. So then it makes more sense to say that he requires it to be L'Shem Gerus. It sounds like that is part of the actual Gerus process. In the end of the day, after you perform Mila without Tefillah, you've attained a certain Jewish status. So then it would be Mistaber that the Rashba would prefer the first answer as opposed to the second answer, which he quotes B'Shem the Ramban. The Ramban, on the other hand, we're going to see when we deal with these sugyas, he doesn't mention anything about Mixas Yisrael in terms of what status of the Goy has when he's Mavol or Tavol. So for the Ramban, it fits to say that all you need it to be is that it's L'Shem mitzvah. The Ramban also memzayin beis and different maskel shuv matzasi. He's discussing over there the case of an eved kenani. By an eved kenani, the process is as follows: eved kenani, when he becomes an eved, he performs mila and tefila, and then when he leaves after he's been an eved kenani, he becomes a full Jew. So then he does another tefila. So the Ramban there asks, in different maskel shuv matzasi, I'm not going to read inside, he asks, if we're performing another tefillah at the end, why don't we also perform another milah? We should also have to perform another milah. So he says, anyways, this tefillah is... He gives two answers. First answer is that the tefillah at the end is really just a rabbanah. The whole thing is just a rabbanah. And so to cause tzar to this Eved Kenani to do a tafas dan bris at the end, he already had a milah, so just to do a tafas dan bris at the end, so that be the rabbanah, and we're not going to go so far to require a tafas dan bris. That's what he gives as his first answer. And then he gives a second answer, and he references the Ramban that we just quoted, and he says that no, you don't have to do anything. The original milah was b'derach tzivui. There was a tzivui to do the milah as an eved kenani, not as a ger, but as an eved kenani, so that he could work as an eved kenani, and so that would be enough. That milah is enough to fulfill this precondition of this first step in the ger's process, this first step prior to the ger's process, and then having the ger's process itself. All we require is a milah, which is l'shem mitzvah. And that was fulfilled by the Eved Kenani. The Ramban, he references both sugyas, but the Ramban is l'shitaso there to say that for the milah, all we require is l'shem mitzvah, but it doesn't have to be l'shem gerus. But the Ramban seems to align with the Rashi on Membavim Beis. It's important to keep all the shittas in mind, because a lot of these sugyas are going to interrelate with each other as we go on. You have to keep in mind all these different rishonim and what they hold in terms of what's happening within this process. So let's get to the Rambam. There are a few Rambams which I didn't quote, which was by accident. I should have quoted them. The Rambam is very interesting. So let's start from the beginning. The Rambam discusses all these sugyas of gerus. The Rambam is in Hilchos Issurei Bia, in Perek Gimel Yadam. That's where he discusses these sugyas of gerus. Let's read Gimel Aleph through Dalet. He says, "B'shlosha dvarim nechnas v'yisrael v'bris v'milo v'tefila v'korban." Need three things: milo ha'isav v'mitzrayim, kishinamar v'chol ara lo yochal bo, which is the different pasuk that is quoted in Krisus as the source for Mila. Malo samosh rabinu shekulam bidlu bris Mila b'mitzrayim chutz v'shevi levi v'alzan namar bris v'ayin soru. The first step is Mila. V'tzvila ha'isav v'minbar kodim matan Torah kishenamar v'kidash v'hayom v'malchar v'chimtzus in morsam. And then also the korban. You have Mila, tzvila, and then the korban. And then halacha dalid, he says it's follows. So that's what happened in Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. V'chein l'doros, he says, so too l'doros. Kishi yirtze ha'goy v'hichones l'bris v'histofev tachas kanfei ashkina v'yikabal olav ol Torah. When a goy wants to enter to the bris and be within the kanfei ashkina v'yikabal olav ol Torah, sarach mila v'tvila v'hartzaz korban, he requires three things. He requires mila, tefillah, and hartzaz korban. So if you read this Rambam alone, so you would think that everything needs to be within a certain context. He says that if a guy wants to be mekabel ol Torah, so he has to do the following three things. He has to do mila, tefillah, and bring a korban. So you think if you just had this Rambam that Mila and Tfila has to be l'shem gerus. That's what you think if you just read this Rambam. If a guy wants to become a Jew, if he has certain kavanas of being mekabel himself ol Torah, so then he needs Mila and Tfila. So then you would think that Mila has to be l'shem gerus, and Tfila also has to be l'shem gerus. So the problem is that there are a few Rambams which seems to suggest otherwise within Mila. Not within Tefillah, but within Mila. That Mila not seem to require the Shem Gerus. The first one is in Hilchos Milah. If you go to the Rambam, I quote this, it's Rambam in Aleph Zion, in Hilchos Milah. The Rambam says as follows, this is tucked away in Hilchos Milah. He says, Gerish Nefos L'Kal Yisrael, Chayv Milah Tchilah. V'imok Shoheh Akum, Sarach L'Hativ Menu Dam Bris, V'yom Shen Is Gair. And if he does a Milah as a guy ready, he already did a milah, he's a gerish nisgayer, shikvar mohol. So then he has to do hatavas dam bris on the yom shen nisgayer. And then he goes on to discuss other dinim. Lechem katan shenol kshumal tzarech lahativ menu dam bris. He has a whole discussion about hatavas dam bris, and then androgynous, he has a whole discussion about hilchos milah discussion. Nothing to do with gerish. Gerish is really the halacha of having hatavas dam bris is tucked away in a whole discussion of hilchos milah. So the Tzachas Paneach has this idea, and he says that why is it tucked away in Hilchos Milah? What's this doing in Hilchos Milah? This is a Hilchos Gerus issue. It has nothing to do with Hilchos Milah. So he wants to say that really Midinei Gerus, a Ger who already had Milah in the past, just Stam, he had Milah in the past, Midinei Gerus, he does not require a Tzachas Dambris. There's no need for a Tavas Dam Bris. If you already had a Milah for absolutely no reason whatsoever, he just had circumcision, L'shem nothing, so then he does not require a Tavas Dam Bris. That would work alone mitzad Gerus. It's only mitzad Milah. He's now a Jew. This guy became a Jew, now that he's Jewish, so now he requires Milah mitzad being a Jew. So mitzad being a Jew, so the milah that he had as a guy wouldn't work, and he requires a tavas dam bris. That's what the Tzachas Paneach said. So first of all, we see a few things. First of all, we see that for the Rambam, he wants to say that milah does not require the shem gerus against the pashtus of yud gimel dal. We don't require milah to be the shem gerus. The second thing we see, which is also very important, is that the requirements for Milah by Gerus is different than the requirements for Milah by Milah Sisrael. Because by Milah of Gerus, we say just the fact that he had a Milah without any Kavana alone, that would work for the Milah of Gerus. He had Milah many years ago, not L'shem Gerus, and that would work for the Milah of Gerus. But you still require a tefes dam bris mitzad milah sisrael. So the fact that he already had a milah would not be enough for milah sisrael. You could have said that no, the fact that he has a tutsah of, in the end of the day, he removed the orla, so maybe that would also work for milah sisrael. Kamash malon that no, we still require a tefes dam bris. So the definitions of milah, or perhaps even orla, or what's required for gerus, is different than for bris milah. For gerus, as long as you just have that tzotzah of removing the orla, that would suffice. But for milah sisrael, we have to do something else. Even if it's removed, you still have to do something else. You require hatavas dam bris. If you go to the Rambam in Yedal and Vav, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Yedal and Hay. Go to Yedal and Hay. Over there he also discusses what would happen if he, in Hayek Kvar Moho. So there he's discussing the whole process of Kabbalah Samitzos, and he says you have to, if he's Mikabal, so the Malan of Samyad. He says, Vim Haya Mahol Matifin Mimenu Dam Bris. So if he was Kvar Mahol, so then you do a Tavas Dam Bris, and then Ba'akakak Matbilan also. So the Tzachas Paneach addresses this point, it is a little strange that if the reason for Atamat HaBris is because he's Jewish and this is really Milas Yisrael, so then why is this happening before the tefillah? You have Atamat HaBris first, and then you have the tefillah. So it's a little strange if this was Milas Yisrael. Why is that require Atamat HaBris first? So he deals with it. So there's various answers that you could give. You could say that you have to require Hatavos D'Avos first. I believe the Ramban says elsewhere that the reason why we require the order of Mila and then Tefillah, why do we have to have the order of Mila and then Tefillah? Let's have Tefillah and then Mila. So he says because we want to make sure that the guy is serious about it. And Mila is painful and Tefillah is not painful. So we want to make sure that he's very serious about it before he actually goes through the Tefillah process. We'll get into that Ramban further in more detail. I think there's a few sodas that come out of that Ramban. We'll get into that in a couple of days. But he says because it's very painful. So in Tzavos Paneach, I think he suggests that so too over here, we want him to do a Tzavos Tambris also for that same reason. Because to make sure that he's serious about it. Alternatively, he says that we require a Tzavos Tambris because there was just Kabbalah and Mitzvos, and we want to have some sort of showing of that Kabbalah and Mitzvos through we want to show that he's being Kabbalah and Mitzvos, and we'll do that through his Hatavas Dambris. He's actively showing that he's being Kabbalah and Mitzvos through the Hatavas Dambris, which is the Milas Yisrael. He gives various answers, but that would be a potential problem. And there are some ways to get out of it. But I think you could also see this from other Rambams as well. It's not just that Rambam, but there are also other Rambams. Just going back, I forgot to mention this, in Hilchos Mila, in Aleph Zion, when he says that you have to do a Tavos D'Ambris, the Beis Yosef has the following girsa, and he doesn't understand this girsa. He says, Tzarech l'hatim menu D'Ambris, b'ches shenis gayer. Not b'yom shenis gayer, but b'ches shenis gayer. So obviously that goes against the Rambam that we just quoted in Yudalad He. Because in Yudalad He, he says that it happens prior to the tefillah. But if you do have that girsa of l'hatim menu D'Ambris, b'ches shenis gayer, a little strange. So then that would fit perfectly with what the Tzavos Paneach is trying to say, because he says that you have to even wait 8 days to perform that Tzavos D'Ambris, which would mean that this would fit with it being a Milas Yisrael. It's a strange verse to begin with, but
it won't show you serious.
I know, it wouldn't fit within the other Rambam, it would be steer within Rambam. But if you had that girsa, so then it would make sense that it's Milas Yisrael. Clearly it wouldn't be the Mila of the guy. You'd have to wait 8 days before you do a Tzavos D'Ambris. But there are other Rambams as well, which seem to show that the Mila doesn't have to have, you don't have to have any Kavana. Not just, this is a third opinion, right? So far we had two explanations. Either it has to be Mila L'Shem Geiris, or it has to be Mila L'Shem Mitzvah. This is a third option, that it's just the Totsah, the end result of having a Mila without any Kavana, so that would be enough for the Mila of Geiris. So if you go to the Rambam in Sura Bia, Gimel Yud Aleph, Moshe showed me this. In Gimel Yud Aleph, they're discussing an Eved Kenani. What happens with an Eved Kenani? So he says, "Kishem Shemalim Madvilim Esagirim Kach Malim Madvilim Esalavad." Just like we require Mila and Tula for Girim, so too we require Mila and Tula for Avadim. Halakachem Agayim, the Shem Avdos. But that Mila and Tula, or something part of that has to be L'shem Avdus. And then he says, Halokeach Eved Me'agoyed V'kodama Eved V'tavo L'shem Ben Achorin Kona Atzmo. And if you buy an Eved from the guy, but before you're able to do Tefillah L'shem Avdus, the Eved goes ahead and does Tefillah L'shem Ben Achorin, so then Kona Atzmo. So then he's Kona himself. V'hu She'omer Be'ez Tefillah Harini Tova B'fnechon L'shem Geiris. And he says, the Eved says, during the times of Tefillah, that I'm being Tova L'Shem Geiris. And so then that would work. That would make him into a Jew, and he wouldn't be an Eved Kenani. So the big question is, okay, fine, the Tefillah is L'Shem Geiris. What about the Mila? The Mila that he performs is not L'Shem Geiris. He performed the Mila already, and the Rambam is not discussing what happens by the Mila. He doesn't care about what happens by the Mila. His whole focus is just by the Tefillah. What is his Kavanah by the Tefillah? So that also, it seems to be a pretty clear Raya here, that the Mila does not have to be L'Shem Geiris. It's just the Tefillah has to be L'Shem Geiris. He performs a Mila, And in order for him to become a Jew, it doesn't make a difference what happened by the Mila. Even if the Mila was L'shem whatever it was, L'shem Ebed Kanani. Doesn't make a difference. All we care about in order for him to become a Jew is that we care about him performing a tefillah with L'shem gears. But the Mila, he doesn't discuss. So that's another right for the Rambam to show that the Mila does not have to be L'shem gears. Oh, so what do you do with the Rambam and the Gimel Dalet? In the Gimel Dalet, he says that in order to be machnas yourself, becoming a Jew and to be mekabel all the Torah, so therefore we require tzarach mila b'tfilah v'artzas korban. So there it seems to be that you require mila. So what does it mean that you require mila? What type of mila do you require? Is it that we require the maisa mila, or is that we require the totzah of mila? What does mila mean there? Is it that we require that within this context you have to have a maisa mila, you have to now perform the mila or a tefas damvres, or is it just saying that no, you need the totzah of mila? I think based on these Rambams, it would come out that you just need the totzah of mila. Not that you need the actual mice of mila, you just need that totzah of having mila been performed. In contrast to, and that totzah of mila, even if you did mice of mila years ago, that totzah remains for the rest of your life. As opposed to tefillah, tefillah is an action which is of the moment. It doesn't last forever. When a person performs tefillah, so that's performed right now. There's no end result which continues forever, as opposed to by mila, where you can have a tzotzah of mila. You can't have that tzotzah of tefillah which lasts forever. Yeah.
The Rambam might make that pull up in other places. For example, he says no one mumble is high and Thomas Dam Ritz, but Mutterbach is true.
Let's get to that. Yeah, that's another right. So the Rambam in Trimo Zayin et Aleph. Let me just get to this point, and then the Rambam in Truma Zayin Yud Aleph says that a Nolan Mahol is also able to eat Truma. So we're learning in the afternoon, we're learning that an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. So the Rambam over here, at Trumos, at least with regards to Trumos, he says that he's not viewed as an Arel. So even though we require a Tavis Dan Bris, Mitzad Bris Mila, there's a certain requirement Mitzad Bris Mila to require a Tavis Dan Bris, but that doesn't mean that he's an Arah. He's not an Arah. He's able to have Truma. And that, the Radvaz says that explicitly on that halacha in Trumos. You see the Radvaz there. He says that we require a Tavis Dan Bris, but he's not an Arah. So he removes the status of being an Arah. A Tavis Dan Bris is not necessary by Bris Mila to remove the status of Arah. It's required for other reasons. It's not required to remove your status of being an Arah. And if you look, I don't think they might have, but I couldn't find it in the Beis Medrash. If you see Rav Chaim al-Shas, in Avodah Zarah Chav Zayin Amin Aleph, he goes through this and he says the same idea. The same ideas are found in Rav Chaim there. He says that there's Hatavas Dan Bris is not about removing your status of being an RL within the Rambam. You remove your status of being an RL just through performing Mila, the Tzotzah of having removed the Orla. And he brings these Rayas from Trumos, and he also brings other Rayas. And so too for Mila, and so too for Gerus. What's needed for Gerus is not having a mila, which is l'shem geiros, but it's just about having a mila which removes the orla. The way you move the orla is just removing it. You don't have to have any intentions in mind, and that removes the orla. You no longer have the shem orla, and then you can perform tefillah. You had a question?
Yeah, we did not want to be approaching the rabbi. We did two. One was that it was, I just clarified that. One was that the rabbi didn't need any kavanah for the mila, and one was that he needs the shem orla.
For the mila, I don't think you need it. For the mila to work for gears, it doesn't make a difference whether it's kavanah. For kavanah, it doesn't have to do with kavanah. It just has to do with the tzitzah that you move the rum. For the mila, it doesn't make a difference whether it's kavanah. Any other question? So now, if you go back to the older Rishonim's question, after they quote the Rambam, what do you do with Sheva Levi? To the Rambam. So Sheva Levi had a mila. So what do you do? B'tzias Mitzrayim, do they require a Tavis Dan Bris or not? So I think it's clear for the Rambam. What's the Rambam going to hold? The Rambam is going to hold not like the Rashba, and not like the Rambam, or at least not for the same reasons as the Rambam. The Rambam is going to have a third sheet, though. The Rashba says that we require a Tavis Dan Bris. The Rabban said that we don't require a Tavis Dan Bris. Why? Because Sheva Levi was mitzuvah is Mila. So therefore, you don't require a Tevet HaBris. What's the Rambam going to say? The Rambam is going to say that Shiva Levi did not require a Tevet HaBris like the Rambam, but for a different reason. It has nothing to do with the fact whether you're Mitzvah or not, it's just because once you remove the Orla, so then you perform that Totsah of removing the Orla, and that suffices for the Mila. So Shiva Levi also, they don't require a Tevet HaBris. So he would be a third answer to the question of what would happen with Shiva Levi. Why do they have the Tevet HaBris or not?
Didn't the Rambam explicitly say that they did the Hatafa?
According
to that they did the Hatafa?
Doesn't...
Where does it say that?
The Ramban quotes the Rambam.
Maybe...
The Ramban is not... I don't think the Ramban is quoting the Rambam. Find me the Rambam. The Ramban is not quoting the Rambam.
Agreed. He's being an assumption within the Rambam.
Yeah, he's asking a question based on what he said in the Rambam. What are you going to do with Shiva Levi? He's asking a question.
And then he answers it, and then
he gives
to his own sheet to ask.
He's giving two answers. This is not. There's definitely no hefner within the Rambam to say the first answer. There's no hefner within the Rambam to say the first answer. So he's asking a question. He's giving one answer, and he prefers the second answer. Scare me. I didn't think there was a Rambam. Okay, let's try to cover one more thing, and then we'll stop. There's this interesting Tosfos Shoshanim. The Tosfos Shoshanim on the bottom of Amud Beis, Divrei Maaskel Lefichach. Sorry, Divrei Maaskel Kamash Malan. Says the Rabbi Yossi Tartiv Bayi. He says, Mashma Hacha, Rabbi Yossi Bayi Milu Lishma. He says, it's Mashma from here that Rabbi Yossi requires Mila Lishma. It's just Agav. It's not Mukhrach that Rabbi Yossi holds they need Mila Lishma. Right? We saw from Rashi, it doesn't necessarily mean they need Mila Lishma, it could just be they need some sort of tzivur. But he's assuming that from the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi holds they need Mila Lishma. So he says, Vitema. But how can it be that Rabbi Yossi holds that you need Mila Lishma for Geirus? But he did. But we know that Rabbi Yossi says, "The Targum Avidim Mashma Dekam Rabbi Yossi Ehecham Atzinu Mila Lishma Al Mal Baholik Atzir Tisina Shav Gaviyimo Vekochavim Valiyimo Kusi Vefishu Mal Lishem Har Bizi." Rabbi Yossi says elsewhere that we do not require Mila Sisrael to be Lishma. The Mila of a Jew does not have to be Lishma. So Shem asks, I don't understand. How could Rabbi Yossi over here say they require Mila Lishma? We know that. But with regards to Mila Yisrael, we do not require it to be Lishma. So he gives his answer. He says, V'yishlom ra'na v'tahasam ha'atitzvei, v'fisha Yisrael omeid agabe shalkusi. Now there is some sort of Lishma going on there. But just the whole question itself is a very strange question. He's comparing the Mila Yisrael, what's necessary for Mila Yisrael, to Mila's Good. Milas Ger. A lot of our friends pick up on this, and they say, what's going on here? Why can't you distinguish between the two? You could say that, no, by the Mila of a Ger, where you're entering into becoming a Ger, so then it's Mistabra to say that you need to be Lishma. The Mila of a Ger, it has to be Lishem Gerus. You're performing it Lishem Gerus. But the Milas Yisrael, what's the connection between the two? Who says that Milas Yisrael doesn't have to be Lishma, but the Milas of a Ger, when you're performing the process of becoming a ger, so you need to have a certain mindset, it has to be within a certain context, so that does have to be Lishem Geirus. I think I quoted some of the Achronim that discussed this. Tikovi Saros. He says, V'lulei Devreim Hayanira, this is in Lamed Ches Yud Gimel and Tikovi Saros, he says, V'lulei Devreim Hayanira, Deina Kusha Klal. Just like by Tfilas Ger, the Be'inon Shiyitva L'Shem Geirus. The Divrei Tosfos Shoshanim L'Shelo Tirtzu Kein Tzarach Iyon. He has a Tzarach Iyon on the Tosfos Shoshanim. So the Kovitz Aris and also the Chasam Sofer also, he's discussing the same question, even though the Yaivitz asked the same question as the Tosfos Shoshanim, but without quoting the Tosfos Shoshanim. So the Kovitzaris and the Chasam Sofer, they're both assuming that Mila requires L'shem Geirus. They're saying that no, Mila is really part of the process, it's part of the Geirus process itself. Once it's part of the Geirus process itself, so then why would you distinguish between Tefillah and Mila? We know that Tefillah needs L'shem Geirus. That was a discussion we had yesterday, but in the end of the day, Tefillah has to be L'shem Geirus. If Tefillah has to be L'shem Geirus, so then they're assuming Mila also has to be L'shem Geirus. Because Mila is part of the Geirus process. That's what they're assuming. So perhaps Tosfos Yeshanim is assuming that no, that Mila is not part of the Geirus process. Once it's not part of the Geirus process, so then he's having a second assumption. He's making two assumptions. One is that Mila is not part of the Geirus process, so then it's just different. It's not, don't tell me that we can learn from Tefillah, which is L'shem Geirus, that Mila also has to be L'shem Geirus. One assumption is that Mila is not part of the Geirus process. The second assumption is that once Mila is not part of the Geirus process, so then the definition of removing Orla is the same for Milas Yisrael as for Milas Goy. Just like by Milas Yisrael, in order to remove the Orla, it doesn't require Lishma. So then so too, when it comes to the Mila of the Geir, we don't require Lishma. So yes, the steer. So again, the Achronim here are all dealing with this issue about what is Mila? Is Mila part of the process of Geirus, or is it not part of the process of Geirus? So according to the Chasam Sofer and the Kovitzaris, it is part of the process of Geirus. According to the Sishanim, it's not part of the process of Geirus, it's rather just a condition prior to the Geirus, just like what we said in the Ramban, and in Rashi and Mavav and Beis, and also in a different way within the Rambam, where the Rambam said that it's a condition prior to the Geirus process, and he has his own way of explaining how you remove the status of Orla. That was for the Rambam. So I wanted to end off with this shaila that was asked to the Har Tzvi. It's an interesting shaila. I assume it's pretty common. This is in Siman Reish Yutes. It's a short shuvah. It says, Hashelo betinok shenimo b'tur Yehudi. You have a child who thinks that he's Jewish. V'achrei kama shanim noda davar shenimo hi nachris. But really, we find out that the mother is not Jewish. So now he needs to perform geirus. So idino kegeir shabali iskar v'humal d'tzar chatavas dambris. So do we require here chatavas dambris? At the time of the mila, his intention was to perform a mila sisral. That was his kavanah. His kavanah was to perform a mila sisral. In the end of the day, it was not a mila sisral because he wasn't Jewish. So do we require chatavas dambris? Could the intention to perform mila sisral, would that suffice, or do we also require chatavas dambris? The answer is v'ladaiti b'nidin didan ain't tzar chatavas dambris. We do not require chatavas dambris by this person. Why? D'kol shenimo l'shem mitzvahs mila soge b'zeh. Since he performed the mila l'shem mitzvahs mila, that would suffice. V'lo ma'akev kavana l'shem geirus. We do not require kavana l'shem geirus. And then he says, because I was tired, I can't be mad. Fine. So first of all, the fact that he needed L'shem Mitzvahs Mila as opposed to L'shem Geirus, we just pointed out, is not so pashut. We quoted various Rishonim and other Achronim to say that it does have to be L'shem Geirus. Tosfos clearly holds that it needs to be L'shem Geirus. Rashi potentially holds that it has to be L'shem Geirus, Tosfos HaRash. Also the Rashba seems to say that it has to be L'shem Geirus. Even so, according to those that say that it could just be L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, even if you want to say that, let's say, like the Ramban, that as long as it was L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, so I still think it's not so pashut. Because for the Ramban, it has to be L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, but you're also performing Mitzvahs Mila there. I don't know if is it because of the kavana that you had, or is it because you actually performed Mitzvahs Mila? With Chora, it's not the kavana that you had. It's not about kavana. The kavana, the only time you would require kavana is if it's L'shem Geirus, because Geirus has to be within a certain context. But once we're saying, according to the other Rishonim, that the purpose of the Mila is really a precondition prior to the actual Geirus process, and that's why it doesn't have to be L'shem Geirus. So what's the purpose of the Mila? The purpose of the Mila is really to remove the status of being an Ara. That's what the purpose of the mila is. So it's not your kavana that we care about. It's about the action that you performed. The action you performed, which was in the context of a mitzvah, so that removed the shame aral. If you perform mila outside the context of a mitzvah, so you have not removed the aral. But if you perform a mila, which is within the context of the mitzvah, so then you remove the aral. So over here, what did you do? You did nothing. You didn't perform a mila. Who cares that your intention was for the purpose of mitzvah's mila? In the end of the day, you did not perform mitzvah's mila. The only time we care about intention is if you hold that it's part of the process of gerus. So then I hear you need to have certain kavanah. But if it's all about a precondition, about potentially to remove the status of being an RL, so then we don't care about your intention. It's about what you actually performed. And you have to perform a mitzvah's mila. And in this case, you didn't do anything because you wanted to perform a mitzvah's mila, but he was really a guy, so you really didn't do anything. So we shouldn't care about your kavanah. So I don't really understand what he's trying to say. I don't want to go against the Hartzvi, but at the same time, he was tired. But I hear why you need a hatavas dan bris, even according to those, even according to the Ramban and others. For the Rambam, I hear. The Rambam, you wouldn't need a hatavas dan bris for other reasons. The Rambam just says, as long as you have the tutsah, so then you would not need a hatavas dan bris. But according to everybody else, either it needs to be l'shem geirus, or you have to actually perform a mitzvah's mila in order to remove the status of being an arav. And so then, over here, you have not performed anything, so then we would require a hatavas dan bris.